Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God save us.
You know, it seems like.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you once again, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning, this beautiful Sunday morning, for the broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion will be: the material world is a womb of life. The material world is a womb of life. The real life begins at the day of judgment. In the womb of life, as a human being in our mothers, we are developed in stages. Our Creator, when He created us in the womb of our mothers, He created us in toil and struggle. In this toil and struggle, we went through difficulty, but at the same time, He gave us ease, difficulty, so that we would be able to endure the difficulties of life. And He developed us in our mother's womb in three veils of darkness. So the development of the human life is a development that starts in darkness and starts with difficulty. Again, I want to thank you and remind you that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We come on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Make sure you call your neighbors, relatives, and friends, to let them know and have them to join us also. Now I will present to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum to the radio listening audience today. That means peace be unto you. Thank you for joining us today on this beautiful day, another day that the Creator, Allah, has given us an opportunity to live in this part of His creation so that we can appreciate the beauty, the goodness, and the glory that He Himself is, so that we would want to go beyond this material world, which is temporary, and enjoy His goodness and glory and justice also in His eternal world in the unseen hereafter that goes on into eternity. With that said, we want to just open with a small prayer. No prayer, small, subhanAllah, with a prayer. It is the opening prayer of the Holy Quran, the final revelation of the Creator, Allah, for all mankind. We will just say it in English, and then we'll proceed with the talk for today. With the name Allah, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. Bear patiently with me. I won't be long. But briefly, I just wanted to say that the thought come to me from our Creator Allah the other day about this world and how Allah revealed to me that this world that we're in, it is a world of darkness, meaning this, that outside of the human being is darkness. The light and the life of the human being is inside of us. So you cannot get the life and the light of Almighty God, Allah, inside of you so that you can see your way through this world of darkness. Allah created this world from the beginning from darkness. In the beginning, this world was dark. And Almighty God, Allah himself, he said, let there be light. And he separated the night from the day. And he called the darkness night, and he called the day light. So most people look outside of themselves and they attribute things that they see as being life. They forget that the things outside of them is really an illusion. It's not real. Those things are not real. Those things are a reflection of the reality that's inside of you that you can't see. Because the one surely that created everything, you can't see him. But he's there nevertheless. He's the one sustaining you, keeping you going. So this development in the womb of our mother is in three veils of darkness. That darkness symbolically, as a sign, representing the human being's life, the physical development, Almighty God develops us in the womb of our mother physically. Then after he develops us physically, he also creates in us what's called intellect or intelligence or mind. Then after he developed that mind and the body, he inspired, breathed into us some of his spirit in our heart, and we become living souls. So this is my point, that we in this world of darkness, we can't live unless we understand that we have to come out of the physical things, design physical things, and we have to understand that we ourselves, we don't know anything, that all the knowledge we get, it comes from our Creator in his spirit, from his spirit to our mind. He teaches us, and he says in the Holy Quran that he teaches mankind through our intelligence. He says he teaches us, speaks to us in our intelligence in the Holy Quran. So I'm saying that everyone listening, that if you want real life, if you want to have life, and if you want to avoid all of the evil, all of the misery, all of the suffering, all of the death and the hatred on the outside of you, stop looking for satisfaction and pleasure in the things outside of you and start looking for satisfaction and pleasure in the inside, in the good pleasure of your Creator. When you strive to please Almighty Allah, your Creator, you are pleased. And I want to say this, and then I'll stop at this time. Almighty God, Allah, say, hearts, H-E-A-R-O-T-S, do find satisfaction in the remembrance of God, Allah. So you can see that you can be remembering your husband, your wife, your children. You can be in the remembrance of just thinking about, oh, this car I want. Oh, this woman I want. This money I want. Oh, I want these things I see. But you and Almighty God can let you get these things. But you will never be satisfied as long as you are not recognizing that you are not here to just enjoy those things. You are here to please Almighty God Allah. And in pleasing Almighty God Allah, you will know that created, you can get pleasure out of them if these things are pleasing to Almighty God also. And everything in creation is pleasing to God, Allah, but man and woman. But if man and woman turn back to the unity in the worship of Allah, the oneness of Allah, worship him, the family I said this morning that prays together, stays together. We start coming back to recognize our God, our Creator as one, and then we can change the world, because the world of man and woman, again, is not the material world outside of us. It's the world of our thinking and the world in our heart. How we feel in our heart and what we think in our mind, that creates the world. That's why we do what we do outside, because of the way we feel and think on the inside. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum, my friend. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabbat. He's coming on strong today. Keeping you strong. The material world is the womb of life. It's bringing us to the reality of life and the reality of the Creator, which is the title of the show that he's airing, The Reality of the Creator. The reality of the Creator is the reality of life. I see here that we have one guest who's showing up on our switchboard here, airing on our switchboard. We will see if that guest has any comments. The number is 301-322-7569. Greetings. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Now, when our guests call in, they don't have to say anything. It's left up to them as to whether they want to ask a question or make a comment. But when we do see their number showing up on the switchboard, that use an indication that they would like to say something. Sometimes it can show up by accident. So if you would like to say something, you're welcome to. We'd love your feedback. The show is our show, your show, and not just Imam Shahid's show or Sister Isla's show. It's for you, and we want to hear from you. So if there's any comment that you would like to make, please feel free to do so. I want to remind everyone that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the reality of the Creator again. We come on every morning at 10:30 a.m. Now, this show is a show that we pay to air. Nothing is for free, and of course it's not for free. But we do this as a sacrifice to bring God's message to the people, to bring the words of Allah from our Creator to the people, so that you will have an understanding of your life and your purpose. And if you're on the wrong track, traveling the wrong road, you can turn around and come back to the right way of life. And we want you to join us. Feel free to ask questions or make comments. That's how we know what it is that you are seeking and what you want to know. And it does cost money again, as I said. So any contribution that you would like to make, please feel free to do so. The number that you call to make contributions will be 336-497-8734. Now I will turn you back over to Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum again. This is what I want to share with the listening audience today, because most Muslims and most people don't know what Islam is. Today, I want to speak on what Islam is. First of all, Islam is the oneness of Allah, or Almighty God, and His lordship, or omnipotence, His power over the heavens and the earth. The oneness of Allah and His lordship means that Allah, the originating creator of the heavens and the earth, has absolute and perfect mastery over the universe. Allah alone is the creator of all things. Say, Allah is the creator of all things. Allah is the one, the irresistible. Allah alone causes everything to happen. Allah is the one who provides all sustenance and who determines all life and death. Allah is the all-powerful, the omnipotent, absolutely perfect and free from any defect. No one shares Allah's dominion or rulership of the heavens and the earth. None can resist Allah's decree. He is the one who created each of us from a single cell and made us into what we are. Allah is the one who created over 100 billion galaxies and every electron, neutron, and quark contained within them, keeping all that exists and all the laws of nature in perfect measure. Not a leaf falls from a tree without Allah's permission. Everything is kept in a precise record. Allah is far greater than our imagination. Allah is so powerful that for anything to be created, he simply says, kum fayakum, be, and it is. Allah created time, space, and all the known and unknown worlds or systems of knowledge. Yet Allah is not part of any of them. Most faiths recognize the creator of the universe as one, without partner. Islam includes the knowledge that Allah, the creator, is not a part of his creation, and none of his creation shares in his power. In Islam, to believe that any of Allah's creation shares in his power or attributes or attributes is considered polytheism, disbelief, or disbelief. An example of such false belief would be to consider that fortune tellers or astrologers can predict the future. Allah, the all-wise, all-knowing, says that only he possesses the knowledge of the future. Only the divine can give divine help. No being except Allah has the ability to give divine help or divine guidance. Belief that good luck charms and talismans have any power is a form of polytheism. These are concepts that are disowned in Islam. So I wanted to share that that's what Islam means for all the people that don't know what Islam means. Islam means the worship of one God, one creator. Islam means submission to the will of that one creator. And when you submit to the will of the creator, it brings you into his peace, his salam. You become peaceful. You become one with all nature. When we look out in nature, we see peace. We see order. We see harmony. And when we as human beings submit our will, our whole heart, mind, and body to the creator's plan for our life, which is in his revelations, the Quran, we receive his peace, we receive his guidance, we receive his protection, and we receive his justice. And anything that comes against us, he will protect us from it if it's not good for us. So this is the creator, Allah. Allah simply means one unique creator, having none like unto him. Nothing that he created is like him. He have all power. He can discharge anything he wants to discharge of. What he wants to do, he can do it. And nothing that he created, evil or good, cannot stop his plan from its fulfillment. So even though we see all this evil in the world, good is still prevailing all the time. And soon good is going to prevail completely, which means all evil is going to be destroyed and wiped out of this world completely very soon. So you have to take what side you want to be on now, because you don't have long to choose if you haven't already chose the right side, and that is the side of your creator, Allah, and he is within you. And also I wanted to say that when Almighty Allah created us in the wombs of our mother, he created us in his goodness. We were created in goodness because the good creator created us, Allah. So he gave us a start on the evil in the world that we were going to come out into by putting this goodness in our nature. Every created human being, baby, is created in the goodness of Allah, created with a good nature, a godly nature. So that when that baby comes out in this evil world of jinns, of evil satans, evil spirits, and human beings and the ones we can't see, that we will have a star, that we, our nature, when we come in contact with evil, it would disturb our nature. It would make us feel bad. Our conscience would bother us. That's how we know we're doing wrong, because we are not at peace. When you are doing what's right, you are at peace with your mind, your body is at peace, your mind is at peace, and your soul is at peace. But when you're doing wrong, you're disturbed. You're always wondering who is going to find out about what I did. You're always alarmed, on the alarm, because It's not your nature to do evil. And the most important thing today, I want to say, most people are in religion and out of religion are worrying about people seeing them doing wrong when they should be concerned about Allah, their creator, seeing them doing wrong, because he's the one they got the answer to, surely, on the day of judgment. So I want to just say peace with that. Assalamu alaikum. I hope that you understood what I was saying. Peace be with you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you again, Imam Saeed Shabazz. Teaching on the material world is a womb of life. And we think of this in terms of not just the female womb that bears and births the human life, but the womb of Earth, Mother Earth. We call the mother, Mother Earth. So reflect on why they call the mother, Mother Earth, because from Earth, all things are created. And that's the base womb and the main womb of life. And then again, the earth and the earth is darkness. Out of darkness come light. And another saying, when we say out of darkness come light, we also think that out of ignorance, lack of knowledge, darkness, enters knowledge and understanding, spiritual knowledge, spiritual understanding of life, of the purpose that we have here on earth. I see here that we have another caller in, and that caller is a 919-717-2047. I believe it's Brother Larry. I'm going to call him on now. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Just good.
Yes.
Good morning.
Give us your name. Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. I called it a little late here, but thank God I was able to catch you all this morning.
Well, you're always on time.
Well, thank you, sister. Yeah, I didn't catch a lot of the, I didn't catch most of the show. Like I said, just called in a little late, but it's always a pleasure to hear the message and the, here, Brother Shahid, try to bring about a message to us here, and that's a great thing. I thank Allah for that. But I just want to say, you know, give my greetings out, and again, thank Allah, of course, for you know, the blessings that you know, being able to you know, pick up a phone and receive a message that brothers try to bring us from Allah for these difficult times that we have in the world today. Okay, again, that is certainly a blessing because you know, there are hard times out here in the world today. You know, it's a struggle, and unless we continue to seek guidance and try to keep in mind the remembrance of Allah and His greatness, we're certainly doomed. So again, it's such a pleasure to be able to make friends with a brother my age and been knowing for a long time that continue to strive. That certainly gives me, on a personal level, that certainly gives me the encouragement to continue on. And, so I just wanted to say that and just give my blessings to you and the brother for the hard work that you all do. So I certainly appreciate it. And of course, there again, in union to you all, and the radio listening audience, in union to you all, that we together is just giving praise to Almighty God Allah. Certainly, want to that be known that we, as a people, we are continuing to we look forward to just thanking Allah and seeking His guidance. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Brother Larry. And thank you for your words of encouragement. And thank you for acknowledging how long the Creator has blessed me to be out here trying to remind the people that we do have a creator and we are not left here in the world to just do what we want to do, but that he have a plan for our life, and his plan for our life is justice. Justice means to treat each other equal. Want for each other the good that we enjoy, not want all the good for ourselves and not want for other people. So this is why we have a great injustice in the world today, because we don't have people doing this. We have people wanting everything for themselves. They're very selfish. Even in the Bible it says in the last days would be lovers of themselves, not lovers of God and each other, but themselves. So I'm going to close with a prayer, and then I'll come on and close out with prayer.
We want to remind you, our listening audience, that we are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabal, the reality of the Creator, and today's discussion is the material world is a womb of life. I see that we also have another guest who's come on and been on for maybe a couple of minutes now. Maybe they've heard enough to be able to make a comment also. That number is 205-452-0377. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Excuse me? I believe we've got a lot of static on that station on that particular number. So I'm going to have to cut that number off. All right. Yeah, there's a lot of static for some reason on that person's line. But we want to recognize everyone who does show up on our switchboard here. That's an indication that you have a comment or that you would like to ask a question. I'm going to get back to one, someone who's been on here from the beginning of the show. Maybe they want to make a comment or ask a question now. But I want to let everybody know that that is something that you don't have to do. But if you're willing to do so, it shows up on our switchboard that you do want to ask a question or make a comment. And so we give you a chance to do just that. So I do have this number showing up, but you don't have to comment again. But if you do, I will give you that chance to ask a question or make a comment. The number is 301-322-7569. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I'm getting a lot of static on these lines. I don't know whether it's coming from my end when I bring you on or what. Can you hear me now? 301-322-7569. All right. That number also seems to have static on it. So, Imam Shahid Shabazz, we have about a minute and a half to go. Could you make a comment and lead us in prayer as we end the show for today?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be glad to. Assalamu alaikum. First of all, we want to say that we give thanks and praise to Almighty God Allah for his mercy, for, you know, even creating us. We thank Allah. We didn't even have to be brought into creation. So we want to always remember whose we are and who we are. And whose we are is the Creator. And who we are is his creation. And everything that he created, he said he created to serve and worship him. So that's easy to understand your purpose of life if you're sincere. Your purpose of life is the purpose that all creation is created, to serve and worship the Creator that created it. And everything in creation serves Allah. But the difference between man and creation is that creation don't have a will of its own. Its will is the will of Allah. So it always submits to the will of Allah and serves Allah. This is the same nature he created in man, except that he gave man and woman a little freedom of will, freedom of choice. We can choose to follow his will like all creation and be in harmony and have peace and have heaven on earth rather than this hell, or we can choose to follow our own will and create a hell on earth as we have done as human beings and stop blaming the devil for the hell on earth. It ain't the devil that has created this hell on earth, it's people. By their own choice. Allah say people are the ones that's been destroyed the earth in that they look upon themselves as self-sufficient, like they don't have a creator. I created myself. I. All you hear most people talking about is I. You hardly ever hear we, us. And until you hear we and us, you're not going to see any progress made on this earth because the family, human family, that prays the Creator together as one God, one creator for everybody, they stay together. We will not be able to come together, and people will assume most of them be destroyed, all of those who refuse to submit to the unity of Almighty God and want to do their own thing. So with that said, we will close out with the prayer and say that Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, the cherish and sustain of the worlds. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Thank you again for listening to our radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's discussion was the material world is the womb of life. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 10:30 a.m., and invite your guests to join us live. Have a good day to all of you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would